preseason's over and these start counting, what you do in the game starts to matter even more, and it's cool, it's exciting.
You know, I was talking to Harrison, and he said he feels like he's been with this coaching staff a lot longer than just this preseason because he's learned so much. How do you guys feel?
Same way. I mean, yeah. Even though it's a little bit different, us being specialists and we're not directly involved with the defense and offensive schemes, but yeah, the level of comfort here is it's pretty high right now, but at the same time, you could definitely feel there's a new regime and there's a new era about to be ushered in, and it's exciting.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. What did it mean for you to close the preseason strong, just in terms of your accuracy?
It means a lot. I've had a good camp and I had a good offseason, so, you know, to finally put it together a little bit and make kicks in the preseason, it helps. And, you know, now it's for real, and now you get to prove yourself on the stage where it really does count and matter.
I mean, no hiccups. Obviously, you know there's going to be misses, but, you know, out in the grand world, they're all, Blair Walsh. You know,
yeah.
I mean,
if you go by preseason numbers, I guess I've never been that strong of a preseason kicker. But, you know, if you go by regular season, I think I can speak for myself there.
Is it kind of funny that fans think, oh, my gosh, he's never missed. And look what he's doing in preseason. They expect perfection.
I guess that's nice that they expect perfection. A little bit unrealistic. But, you know, it's part of it. It's part of the job description. And they're going to expect you to do your best because you're paid to do this and do it at a high level. So, you know, that's what I have to do.
What adjustments have you had to make going to TCF and kicking there?
We were talking about it earlier. There's big things like wind and weather, and then there's small things like sunlight and shadows and different, you know, angles that you don't necessarily see when you're inside and in a controlled environment. And the more we go out there and play in it, the more we're going to get used to it. And I think our comfort level is already higher after playing those two preseason games in there.
And you've played in St. Louis, so you have a comfort level there.
Yeah, one of my favorite games ever. My really long two-year NFL career, so, yeah.
Is it good, I guess, to get that rhythm started indoors and be able to get that confidence building as you move forward?
Absolutely, 100%. You know, playing indoors for the last 2 years, we're used to playing in an inside environment, so going to and playing there is going to be a sort of a comfort level for us that we are used to having at home, but it'll be on the road.
Well, and that's what I was alluding to in terms of comfort of going back to a place that's inside. You may not know it, but would you be maybe preparing a little more if it was going out to, like, maybe a Lambeau to start things off or something like that?
Yeah. Well, the good thing is we've prepared a lot. I was just talking about the other day with Cullen and Jeff. I can't count how many times we've kicked on the indoor this year. I mean, it's been very, very few. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so we're now going into the indoor this week to prepare for it. And then next week it'll be right back outside.
You know, Brian Robinson was saying, you know, he really likes the cohesiveness already of this group and how the young guys have really taken to the veterans and whatnot in terms of just kind of chemistry. You're going into only game one, but some of the guys feel like you guys have a strong chemistry already. Usually some teams like that don't build it till midseason.
Absolutely. I think we have a good combination of older veteran guys and young guys, and I think when you put those two in a locker room, you're going to get a good mix. You know, I think our overall team is young, but we have enough experience at the key positions and players that we're going to be able to do well.
Are you of the ilk that you prefer to start things off on the road because it's kind of like a bonding experience?
A little bit, yeah. You know, I think a team has to definitely come together more on the road. You're outside of your comfort zone. You're not, you know, in your city in the hotel that you're used to every weekend. You're in a different one, and, you know, you got to come together and win games.
Just finally ready to get a starter for real, huh?
For real, yeah. It's a long off season, way too long.